we do want to strongly advise patrons that are going to the park to please be very mindful and pay close attention to all those posted restricted signs. We're going to be aggressively enforcing in the neighborhood residential permit areas, and we do encourage people that are attending the ball game to use public transportation if they can.
Are there any changes this year that might be surprising or different that people might not realize?
They're pretty much the same as they've always been. We haven't implemented any new changes or any surprises. We make sure that our signs are clearly posted. We're going to have special traffic enforcement officers out helping to facilitate the movement, both movement of vehicular and pedestrian traffic. And we are going to have our parking control agents very mindful of people parking in restricted areas. People need to be keep in mind that is a neighborhood down there, and that is a residential permit parking, so parking is restricted.
You want to briefly list the areas where parking restrictions will go into effect starting tomorrow at 10?
Sure. The following parking restrictions will be implemented tomorrow at 10, as you said, and that's the east side of Green Street from Lombard Street to Washington Boulevard, the east side of Utah Street from Pratt to Lombard Street, Camden Street from Howard to Russell, and north side of Conway Street from Charles to Sharp Street. Okay, they will be implemented at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
And some of the streets also will be closed as well, correct?
Yes, there will be streets that will be closed starting at 1 o'clock, and those streets are Utah Street from Camden to Pratt Street, Camden Street from Howard to Russell, Lee Street from Ramp D to Russell Street, Washington Boulevard from Packer to Green, and Hamburg Street from Russell to Leadenhall. So folks that are driving down to the ball game, which we do not, we hope that not a lot of people decide to drive. We hope that people do use public transportation, take advantage of the nice day that's expected tomorrow, do some dining, some walking, and just take public transportation downtown.
Okay, and
yes, in some cases we may have to ticket and relocate or tow those vehicles, and people who find their vehicle is gone should call 311 and they can find out where their vehicle has been relocated and or towed to. We don't want to do that, so we do want people to be mindful of those restrictions to alleviate or to avoid being ticketed and towed.